In the music business, it's often about labels. Signing a deal with a record label or labeling your style of music. When it comes to the latter, singer-songwriter Kevin So says the inspiration for his sound comes from several artists in a variety of genres.
I guess I would describe it as like if James Taylor, Billy Joel, Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, and Bruce Lee all had a godchild, they would be me. I don't know. But that is, I guess those are some of my major influences. But I also love Kev Moe and also The Roots, you know, Big Bill Brunsby, even you know, pioneers of art, you know, like comedy, Richard Pryor, Bill Hicks. I kind of fuse a lot of that, those things into one thing, but when you hear my music, there's little, there are subtle influences in a lot of those things, you know. Some would just call it folk, you know. I just kind of call it a hybrid of blues, folk, and soul. That's kind of the way if I were to kind of put it into a category, I guess that's what I would call it, and I would love it if people can kind of give it a chance and see what I'm doing, you know, as just, you know, sort of an Asian American, I don't know, I've been compared to like an Asian American Stevie Wonder or Asian American Bob Dylan, which is completely so different in some ways. You know, Bob Dylan, to most people's eyes, is like on the other side of the world from Stevie Wonder. But, you know, they what they're actually saying in their music is very similar, you know, and I kind of put that in my music too.
So we'll play an all-ages show at 7 p.m. February 27th at Teatro Scarpino in Fayetteville. The guitarist, who is now based in Nashville, Tennessee, last visited Northwest Arkansas when he opened for Keb Moe at the Walton Arts Center last February. So says he and the blues guitarist have been friends for more than a decade.
We just have a great musical chemistry. I think our roots are very common. I mean, he's a few years older than me, but I love the same stuff that he loves. And our backgrounds are very similar, too, just him coming from a more of a rhythm section sideman. And I've been, you know, him as a guitar player, but me as a keyboard player.
Over the years, So has learned to play a variety of instruments, including the violin and harmonica. But he first got his start tickling the ivories as a child.
I started off on the piano like every good, obedient Chinese-American kid growing up in the 80s. I took the classical piano, and then I took the violin. But, you know, some kids do it reluctantly. My parents didn't force me to play the piano. My brother and sister were taking piano lessons, and I kind of felt left out. You know, we used to live on a dead-end street in Alston, Massachusetts, you know, a little town just on the outskirts of Boston. And we lived on a dead-end street, and we used to just play out in the street, you know, summertime, you know, just play kick the can or, you know, hockey, you know, street hockey with a tennis ball and roller skates, that kind of thing. And my brother and sister would get called up to play piano lessons, and then I kind of felt left out. So I just asked my sister to show me something on the piano, and I was off and running.
Among So's varied repertoire is a hip-hop song that has provided him with an interesting nickname.
Well, I have this hip-hop song that I wrote on about 3 years ago. I put out an album called The Brighter Day. And there's a song on there called The New Sensation, a.k.a. Sexy Asian Man. And it's kind of a fantasy type of Kanye West, Outkast influence, over-the-top superhero fantasy about this Asian American huge star. Now this is 2007, so you take somebody like a Bruno Mars today, who's very popular and to me very clearly Asian American, and it's, I guess it was sort of prophetic in that way. Not to sound vain in any way, the Sexy Asian Man, that's kind of the root of it. And there's a line in the song basically saying, it's that sexy Asian, you know, it's the new sensation, da-da, you know, kicking it across the nation. You know, it's that sexy Asian. That's the hook. And it seems to have stuck because it became one of those pieces in the musical that we're working on. So people seem to like it. I find it interesting just to hear people's reaction to it, you know.
In addition to performing concerts, So has also dabbled in the world of theater. He composed the songs for a semi-autobiographical musical called Great Wall, which was the recipient of the 2007 New York City Fringe Fest Award for Best Music and Lyrics. It's currently in development with Tony Award-winning playwright David Henry Hwang.
A big, I guess, cornerstone in the show that I do on this tour is, I call it a Victor Wu medley, and it's all on the piano. It's about a 13-minute medley of songs that are taken from this musical that I'm currently working on, which is called Great Wall. And, you know, that's just, it's a medley of songs that highlight this sort of journey of this Asian-American kid named Victor Wu, who's trying to become the first Asian or Chinese-American rock star in the 80s.
Sunday's show will be a solo acoustic performance that So says will be very intimate and feature a wide selection of his songs.
They can expect to hear some blues, some jazz, they should expect to laugh, to cry, to think, and to just enjoy. You know, I think it's going to be an experience, a very special experience. I'm excited. I've been playing shows since January 22nd and kind of in the middle of my tour right now, a three-month tour, which is the longest tour I've ever done in my life. And I'll be hitting places all around the country, and this is going to be just I feel kind of right now just really primed and ready. I've been warmed up, and my shows are going extremely well. And, I'm also working in new material, so people can also expect to see works in progress and to see first glimpses of songs that will be on my next album.
Tickets will be sold at the door. Concert details are available at 479-409-3772 or scarpino.com. More information about the artist is available at kevinso.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Good evening to you. I hope you had a nice day. I'm here to keep you company. Do you mind if I play? I'll sing for 30 minutes. Maybe by then my time is done. I'm out to prove I'm second to none. I'm not conceited. In fact, it's quite the contrary. They've got me beat. Technology's made this contest unfair. So many ways to be entertained. I'm glad you chose this one. A chance to show I'm second to none.